But my mum, every time that we have a Zoom call, pretty much, she still gets mad about me. She goes, "What's that fuzz on your face? What's the fuzz on your face?"
Not a fan of beardy Gil.
Yeah, you know that my personal grooming facial upkeep is not solid.
So
I thought I could get away with it not living in Melbourne. No, I can't because everything's FaceTime these days.
Yeah.
This is a good one, though, for your wife and even for me to use "what would your mum say?" I think it's time for a shave or a haircut. We'll get Bernie involved.
Yeah.
My mum still gets angry at me. I am 30 years old, but I mentioned to her yesterday we had some painters over and they'd asked for a cup of tea or a coffee. Oh, I'd offered. And they said, just a little bit of milk and one sugar. We don't keep milk and sugar in the house. We don't drink milk and we don't use sugar. And my mum was like, "You have guests over and you don't have milk or sugar." I was like, "Oh," she's like, "you're gonna have to go out and buy some." I went, "Oh, fine." So I had to run to the corner store on Beaumont Street there, buy a tiny milk and the smallest sugar because we'll never use it again.
Sugar in the house.
That's weird. No sugar.
You've got no sugar in the house. But yeah, my mum got very disappointed that she hadn't raised me right for when guests or tradesmen come, can't offer them milk or sugar in their
also
beverages.
Also, because you didn't offer the tradies a big soup like your one would have offered them.
She's like, "Hang on, what meal are you making?" Yeah, I was like, "No, mum, there's no meal."
You call yourself my daughter, Jessica. Yeah. I swear to God. My mum, as you guys know, it's grammar and pronunciation for me.
She sees
me post something without a comma or something that I spell incorrectly, which is annoying to some people. She'll always screenshot it and send it to me and go, "Oops," and then put the correction in.
Oh, that's so patronizing.
And I love that from the stories that you've told, she will stop the flow of conversation to be like, "Ducko."
Yeah, yeah.
"I'm not going to jump on this bandwagon of conversation." It's supposed to be a comma after that, no.
If I'm on the phone to her and I say things like, "Oh, I was going to do that," instead of "I was going to do that," she's like, "It's going to."
Oh, and does she try and play like, "You are in media broadcasting. Yes. You should be speaking
more properly. You're a radio presenter. You should be speaking properly." I was like, "Don't you do this to me, Mum. I am 29. I've lived out of home for 10 years. You can't tell me how to speak, Mum."